Howdy, everybody. Uncle Ezra P. Waters at the microphone of the powerful little Five Water down here in Rosedale, where there's ice cream socials in the summertime and baked bean dinners in the winter. Well, sir, folks, I just got off the train a while ago after making a little visit up the city. Land sakes alive. Them city streets were so crowded with people in automobiles. I sure is glad to get back here to Rosedale. You know, there's a lot more automobiles on the streets and highways today than there was a while back. More cars are coming out every day, and there's some old jalopies being driven around the streets that ought to be been in the junk pile years ago. And I just hope that you folks who drive cars are driving them as safely as you can. I hear tell that our accident toll is on the increase again, and that every day people are getting hurt and killed. Them cars are pretty fast travelers these days. Listen to this, folks. The average man isn't fast enough to handle the top speeds of today's automobiles. When the pinch comes, he finds that the car is driving him and not the other way around. Cannonball Baker made that statement. And there's a fellow who's driven more than 3 million miles and has averaged a broken record for each 1,000 miles he's driven a car. Yep, he's a speed demon, all right. He beat the 20th Century Limited from New York to Chicago. He drove across the continent with no stops except for refueling. He made a trip of 1,400 miles from New York to Miami in less than 40 gallons of gas. But the record Cannonball Baker is the proudest about is that he has driven more than 120 times around the world and has been in but one accident. And that happened when his own car was standing still. Mr. Baker says, the smart driver these days is not proud of how fast he can drive, but how safely. The smart driver's one who realizes that he is really driving four cars. His own, the car behind him, the one in front of him, and the car he can't see around the corner. Any one of them is liable to get him into a jam if he isn't smart. Yes, sir, he allows for all four of them. Pretty darn good advice, Mr. Baker. The automobile has been one of the greatest things we ever had in making people happy. And it's been one of the worst things in making people sad, too. Here's a little thought I wish could be engraved on the minds of every driver when he starts out on a trip. If he who takes the wheel would say a little prayer and keep in mind those in the car depending on his care and make a vow and pledge himself to never take a chance, a great crusade for safety then would suddenly advance. Best regards to everybody and safe driving, folks.